This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
That was Fem Belling there with her piece Lakrishon Ilanga off her album called Family. That was done a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Welcome to the studio, Fem Belling.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
Yeah, that's a beautiful piece of music. And it's a really great jazz piece anyway because of the drumming involved in it.
We kind of took that one and bastardized it completely. It's a South African tune that comes out of, it's quite a political tune that comes out of South Africa. Lakrishon Ilanga means in Zulu. Lakrishon Ilanga means when the sun sets. And for years I sang that song thinking it was a beautiful ballad. It's usually done in a real Lakrishon Ilanga. And it's really beautiful and loving, like all good jazz tunes. And then I learned that the lyrics were, when the sun sets and you don't come home, I will go and find you in the police stations and in the hospitals and in the morgues and the mortuaries. And this was a sign of the times of what was happening in South Africa. And through the music of jazz, they got those messages out there. So, yeah, it's a really interesting
jazz
tune.
Jazz music has a way of doing that. There's a lot of jazz standards that actually have a hidden undermeaning for those who want to understand the correct meaning.
Sure. I mean,
I guess it's almost a great lead-in. It is a great lead-in for what we're here to talk about, which is your show at Stonington Jazz, in a way, which is called War Cry. And Rita Satch, who's joining us, has just arrived in the studio. We'll have a chat with her in just a moment as we welcome her into the studio. But would you agree it's a great lead-in for what we're here to talk about?
It's perfect, and usually I don't do quotes without knowing who said it, but I remember someone recently saying it, and I got a feeling I was in New York somewhere in a jazz club, maybe a few years ago, and perhaps it was I can't remember. I will get back to you. And they said, well, if jazz music is not pushing political agenda, then I don't know what is.
Yes.
You know how we need to use music to create awareness and get things out there, which is exactly what War Cry is about for the opening of the Stonington Jazz Festival.
Yeah, and of course War Cry is not just you. There are several vocalists involved in War Cry. Can you tell us a little bit about who is involved?
It's been curated by the artistic director of the festival, Chelsea Wilson, and I know Chelsea's been on chatting about the festival. She does an incredible job.
She does. She was in just a couple of weeks ago.
So she's actually in London right now for Jazz Ahead, which is this great...
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Jazz Ahead is a great... It's a show where you can showcase different jazz bands from around the world. I know Tamara Murphy's there at the moment. It's a real Aussie... they've descended on Europe.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's totally
a good
thing.
We have a lot to offer.
It's totally a good thing. So Chelsea has produced and put together this amazing night celebrating female vocals, putting together six vocalists, kind of different. There's spoken word artists, there's rappers, there's neo-souls, there's jazzers, there's you name it, like a real broad section of the voices of jazz.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic night, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, but we will welcome Rita Satch to the studio. Rita, how are you going?
Hello, good, thank you.
You've rushed in there a little bit late, but that's okay. Take a breath. We've just actually played a piece of your music.
Oh, wow.
A few minutes ago I played Not Ready for Love.
Awesome.
And I just played also a piece of Fem's music as well, to lead us into the conversation about War Cry. You just were mentioning that all of the artists that are performing in Warcry all have a different style of what they're presenting. Is it a kind of one after the other type performance, or is it going to be a performance where you work together? How is that going to work?
There's a collaborative element towards the end. So I think everyone, the way we, Chelsea sort of approached it with us is come up with some tunes that you feel are important to you, and particularly fight the good fight in terms of bringing awareness to a more conscious kind of a world out there, you know, getting the female word out there. And then the musical director, Claire Cross,
Claire's also been in the studio, and she does so much work as well. And what she's
so
doing
great
with the International Jazz Festival for female jazz performers.
Yeah, and massive congrats to her on that, getting that amazing inaugural.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very cool. And we've all sort of worked together, and then we're all doing a piece which we all know very well not. We're all learning it for the opening night, so you should come and see us know our lyrics.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's written that piece? Is it
Beyonce has written that piece.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, are you
didn't
gonna
think
tell us
that was going to come out of our mouths,
I didn't expect that.
Rita, are you doing some originals on the night?
I am. I'm singing a new song that is unreleased. It's called Rise Up.
Nice.
So, we actually have a little sneak preview. Rita very kindly sent me some music. And,
can we listen?
And I don't usually do that,
I think we should have a listen to it.
Can we listen?
Why don't we listen in just a moment? I've got another piece queued up, though, of yours, Fem, called War.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Does that have anything to do with what you're going to be singing about?
No, but that was the last. That's the last track on my most recent album, which is, you know, when I say most recent, it feels like 100 years ago. That's what happens, you know, as musicians. And this is, it has Chris Vizard on trumpet and Rowan Brown on tap. So it's tap, trumpet, and voice.
Oh, when you say tap.
Correct. What? Tap shoes. Tickety tick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk some more, and we'll give Rita an opportunity just to catch her breath.
Because totally.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's all good. I'm so sorry. I was late.
No.
It's pretty crazy out there.
It's quite okay. Let's have a listen to the piece, War. It's off the album called Now Then, which was released in what year? It was only about a year ago.
Yeah, I know. It is only about a year. It was John Foreman at the helm. He was my musical director on that one.
Very important man.
Yeah, very important man.
Until their philosophy, which holds one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
We have got some messages that have just popped in. We got a message from one of our regular listeners whose name is Melina. Thanks, Melina, for listening. And also from our other regular listener, South Yarra, who's down in Sorrento listening to jazz music, which is great. Thanks for listening.
Drinking Australian wine.
And listening to jazz music. Could life get any better? It's a long weekend. It's the great Australian long weekend.
And I mean, I can sort of see how many hot cross buns were also imbibed within that email. I can tell.
I thought you might have been looking at my tummy to see how many hot cross
Rita,
buns
have
were
you been,
imbibed.
Have you been eating matzah?
I have been, yeah. I've been getting my matzah ball
for a
soup on. I really appreciated that that song, by the way, that you played earlier. That was such a cool rendition of it. I was like, ooh. Yeah.
That's good. I've missed out on my matzah this year. I didn't do Passover this year.
Okay.
So.
Oh, we could have brought some in for you.
We could have done.
And made crumbs in the studio.
Yeah. My partner makes a really good charoset.
Ooh.
Yeah. It takes commitment.
And I'm a big, like, matzah boy is like, I'm in. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, we often do Passover. And Corey, who is the panel operator who you would have met in here before, often leads our Passover service, leads our Seder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You should join us next year.
We're
we'll
in.
Make a jazzy paso. Yeah.
Can we do a jazzy paso?
Yeah,
we can curate some jazzy paso.
We can. Were you singing along to that piece though?
I was. Amazing. I was like, wow, this is
really good.
So cool.
It's very good. But Rita, tell us about the music that you're going to be performing at War Cries, and also about the piece that we're about to play called Rise Up, which you said is a new piece. And thank you for sharing it with us. Thanks for letting our listeners listen to it first.
Well, it's a demo, so it's a really exclusive thing that you guys are going to be hearing. I don't often do, but yeah, I'm happy to share it with you guys. Still a work in progress, I must say. But yeah, I'll be performing one of my own songs, which is what you're about to hear, and a song by, it's called 1960 What Gregory Porter, which is, civil rights.
I haven't heard of that song.
What?
Yeah.
It's really amazing song.
Something's gone wrong. We'll work it out.
It's all good.
I'm getting scared now.
I'm emailing you immediately.
Yes, please. What's Rise Up about then? You've written the piece, written the lyrics as well. Have you written the music also?
Yeah, I wrote it with my producer in LA last year. And it's a song, initially it was kind of a song about guy I was being sort of fed up with, but it's sort of as the song sort of progressed, I realized it's more of a kind of a song about protesting
do you think it comes down to a question also about what the whole performance, what the whole show War Cry is it about? Is it about women protesting in general or also in your personal lives? Is it because, you know, like they're quite different scenarios but they can cross over quite in the way that women, you know, we're still talking in this day and age, we're talking about unequal pay and things like that, which is crazy. So is it a big picture like that or is it, you know, the ways that sometimes women are treated?
I feel like the call to arms for change within women and anyone identifying as, you know, away from what the norm is now, I think it's at an all-time high. And I think it's always a good thing if we are talking about it, writing about it, making movies about it, and particularly singing about it, because music is the way that we get across these perhaps slightly awkward and sometimes confronting and sometimes challenging ideas. And so, yeah, War Cry, I don't want to say that it's just for women. It's for, I think, anyone who feels that they're not being appreciated the same as someone else.
Yeah.
In any way. It doesn't have to be gender equality. It doesn't have to be anything. And, you know, the reader's title, Rise Up.
Yeah.
Find your voice.
It's
good. You know, get with it. And the more you listen to these kind of things and the more you reevaluate what you think is normal is great.
I hope that it gets the message across. Let's have a listen to Rise Up by Rita Satch and then we'll come back and talk some more about War Cry.
Cause I'm a renegade when it comes to you. No doubt that I'm about to throw down. I'm a light of fire in your living room. The visceral material that you hold so close, so trivial. Need to break away. Got to free my mind.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Go, Rita.
I enjoyed it. I like the piece. I guess it's not really jazz. We were talking about that before, about all the different styles of the artists that are performing at War Cry. You had an insight into some of the other artists who are coming along as well. One of them, Sahida Absara. I played some of her music a couple of weeks ago and it is really spoken word, almost a little bit like yours was a little bit spoken word, whereas the piece I played earlier was really a song and this was more spoken word.
I think there's an evolve. You know, I know Rita's come through the jazz world and then sort of found your voice through different channels and things, but it's still got that jazz edge.
Totally, yeah. I guess a lot of soul influence as well. And
I think there's also, with jazz, a stream of thought that goes, it needs to be Ella Fitzgerald or it needs to be Rodgers and Hart or Cole Porter. And I feel like we were just discussing, you know, you can't let jazz get dusty and sit on a shelf. It has to move forward. It has to go with what's hip now. I mean, those were the tunes that were hip back then.
But I think, like, with what you're performing and what your show is all about, which is all about rising up to take your title and actually taking control of stuff, whatever that stuff might be. If you go backwards, though, even to, like, I'm hearing a lot of Nina Simone sort of stuff, and I'm listening totally, to a lot of Nina Simone stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of her music, you know, particularly after she got off, I guess, the raw or the pure jazz bent, she had some really interesting things that she kind of put out there, didn't she?
Totally. I mean, she was, you know, not one of the first, but there were a few before, many before her, but she perhaps became one of the first famous voices in jazz to speak out.
Yes. And she was speaking out, I guess, a lot to do with race more than to do with
injustices
gender
and
equality,
race, that's right.
But I think that she kind of crosses everything, because she's a real feminist as well. That sounds terrible. That was not the right. I need that to mansplain that a bit more. It was a terrible way that I put that. Sorry, what I mean is she was for women in the industry and stood up for herself in the industry probably a lot more than a lot of other people did.
I agree. And I think perhaps in her time she was such a trailblazer because women were, you know, the eye candy at the front of the band.
Yes.
And then, you know, that was part of what made Billie Holiday so mad. And so she had to sing in front of the band, you know.
Yeah, we asked Chelsea Wilson about this when she was in the other week, and her classic response when we were talking about that was to people who are describing jazz artists who identify as female, that, you know, not to talk about sexy and sultry things like that. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. How about the cleverness of the music that's been written and, you know, the interesting words in the lyrics and the meanings behind the lyrics. And
I think also the band for War Cry, you know, like having people like Rita and Odette and Sahida and Race Rage and Michelle Nicole, this cross-section in front of a band led by an MD that is also a female musician, I think can go a long way to change people's ideas of, like, you can't be what you can't see.
Yes.
And so we need to nurture more female musicians. So,
yes.
You know, how do we do that?
Yeah, I know. And also hope that, you know, younger people actually go, younger women go to see
totally,
you know,
the
jazz artists.
The show's going to be really cool. Come.
Exactly. 10th of May, 7:30 at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yeah.
It's part of the Stonington Jazz Festival.
Yeah, it's the opening night. And so if you've ever wondered what it might feel like to come to a very cool jazz concert, this is the one that you should come to, because it's not going to be your run-of-the-mill jazz thing.
We were talking before, because it's not going to be run-of-the-mill, there's also an artist called Race Rage there who is a rapper. So she's actually going to be working with you in a different way again.
Yeah, so I'm doing two of my originals at the songs that I've written for a new project that I'm doing, an all-female-based project. And Race Rage is collaborating with me on one of those. She's a First People rapper and artist. She's amazing. You should check her out on Facebook.
Is she from Melbourne?
She's here now, yeah, local.
It's and good
she's
to have her
here. She's awesome. She's really great, and she's making big strides coming forward.
Does she take jazz music and then put it into a rap arrangement?
So what we're doing is we're taking the tune and I sort of chat with her. What do you need in order to spit a verse on this? She'll say, I need this kind of a vibe, and then we figure out how we get from A to B. To bring her in, and then we sort of have a breakdown with her doing her thing, and then how we can bring the jazz back in that way. Yeah.
Sounds like a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Fem, you sent me a couple of pieces of music through the week that you wanted to talk about.
I thought it would be really cool, like, to celebrate, you know, like, celebrate the woman kicking some butt. Can I say butt?
Yeah, you can.
I can say butt.
You can.
Because they're kicking butt out there. Didi Bridgewater.
It's after 5 o'clock.
It's after, that's right. You've all had a lot of chocolate. So
exactly.
Didi Bridgewater's coming out for International Jazz Day, and
she's
a hero of mine. I was drinking bourbon with her in New Orleans. Yeah, you know.
Just, you might be able to drink bourbon with her here as well.
And she does this killer voice and bass thing with Christian McBride, and it's It's altogether just a woman owning it. It's a mother's son-in-law.
We'll have a listen to it in just a moment. Are you going to be performing any pieces, any cover pieces like that in the show, or is it all going to be all your own music? Like, Rita, you mentioned that you're doing all your own music.
No, I'm doing a cover as well.
You're doing a cover as well.
And I think Michelle Nicole's doing some jazz standards. She's, you know, one of the great voices
she
of
is.
Australia. Wow, it's an honour. And so I think there's going to be a little bit of something for everyone there. Yeah. Come to the show.
Exactly.
Come to the show.
7:30 Chapel of Chapel, 10th of May.
Yes.
It's a Thursday night.
That's right.
Yes. Let's have a listen to Mother's Son-in-Law by Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Just simply be my mother's son-in-law. Needn't even think of trying to be a mighty social lion. Sippin' tea if you will be my mother's son-in-law. Now, Christian, I ain't got the least desire to set the world on fire. I just wish you'd make it proper to call my old man Papa. You don't have to sing like Bledsoe, or you can tell the world I said so. Can't you see you've got to be my mother's son-in-law? Come on, baby.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
That's a good piece that you chose, Fem.
You see, jazz is funny.
It is funny.
Don't, the jazz police will hate me for saying that. It's very important and serious. It's very serious, right, Rita?
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Melina, sent us in a message earlier today talking about an article by Branson Marsalis, and I disagree with the article completely. Maybe he's feeling a little bit jazz police-y at the moment. I don't know.
It's such an interesting thing. Some people, I think it goes in waves. People want to get their back up about how it should be, and then some people are like, no, it's just cool. And I'm so glad we don't all agree on it.
Yeah.
I think it's great that we don't all agree on how it should be, because then we're not striving to change or make it better.
And also, if you talk about how it should be, when you talk about jazz as an art form, you know, what particular era is how it should be?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, was it, you know, something from the, you know, big band stuff? Was it Miles Davis in the 1970s, you know?
Totally.
What,
and then there was that weird period in the 90s.
What it should be. Yeah.
And then there was that weird period in the 90s no one talks about.
So it looks like 90s fashion.
Yeah. But that is back.
Yeah, 90s back.
I'm so sorry it's back. I'm sorry. It's sad.
I love it.
Are you loving it?
Yeah, I'm about it.
We have to all pull our jeans up a bit
denim
higher again.
Denim on denim.
Yeah. Pulled right up.
Yeah, I'm about it.
Okay.
Here we go again.
Okay, right.
Rita, what other projects have you got on the go? Because you've written some music and we've had a listen to Rise Up. Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. What other things have you got on the go at the moment?
I've got a bunch of shows coming up in Sydney and Perth and Melbourne. I'm doing a Nancy Wilson tribute.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that?
In May, I'm playing Bird's Basement and the Ellington and 505. So, yeah, doing a bunch of shows.
Oh, you're touring the Nancy Wilson show around Sydney as well and Melbourne?
Yeah. I'm taking it all over. And
where is the Ellington? Is that in Perth?
In Perth. Yeah,
yes.
It's my first time playing in WA as well, so that should be
It doesn't get a lot of mentions, that particular location, probably because it's so far away from us, but it's actually great that Perth has got a venue.
Totally. Well, there's
like
quite a scene in Perth,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
With WAPA and all that. So,
yeah. Are you recording as well?
I am, yeah. I've recently started playing guitar and I've been writing songs on guitar, which is a whole nother vibe completely as well. So that's been really fun. Yeah, so lots of new music
new
on the way. Yeah.
Very good. We look forward to hearing that. And good luck also with those performances in Perth and in Melbourne and in
Sydney.
Bird's Basement is a great venue as well to be performing that. Are you using their house band or do you have your own band?
No, I'm playing with my own band, Dan Mugerman is MD and...
Yep. Oh, Dan's been in the studio before with us.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, we haven't seen him for a while, but he has been in the studio with us.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show. You should come down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Will do. Very good. And Fem, what about you? You've got some interesting stuff happening as well once you get past Stonington and past the international...
Yeah, you know, Melbourne, the city of festivals. There's a project that's really close to my heart at the moment called Conscious, which is... just bringing awareness to females in the jazz scene. And it's original. It's from one of my first original projects. And its themes, it's pretty shouty. The music's not shouty. It's the themes that are shouty. They're really themes that come out of, I think, struggle and inequality. And it's quite a political jazz. And I really get stuck in there, which I'm finding quite surprising. You know, I'm a sunshiny kind of girl. Conscious is, the project is to try and encourage people to be more conscious about the decisions they make and more conscious about what we do with the planet and more conscious about what you can choose, because we have choices every day. And I feel we're not conscious with those choices. We just do whatever we you know, and there's no repercussions to it. And I'm hoping, I mean, sometimes I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just writing songs. It's nothing. And then I think, never underestimate the power of a song to really impact someone's heart and mind. So that project is currently happening. There's been a few great shows of that. I'll be getting that out there soon. But before that's the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. And I'm doing all the songs of, like, all the X-rated songs from sort of 1930s and 40s that were written to overcome the abuse of women and how women were treated back in the day. And some of them are really X-rated.
The songs are a bit raw.
Really? The songs are a bit raw just because women were writing them and singing them, and some of them are derogatory. Some of them are women's power. Like, some of them are amazing, but they are not for ears for the faint-hearted. Like, I didn't know that these songs existed. They certainly don't get a lot of air. So I'm doing a show which, like, brings them to life.
I guess you don't use a big band for that sort of thing, do you? Are they more bluesy in style?
It's all blues, and it's dirty, dirty, dirty blues. Mm. And I'm using Jake Mason on organ, and I'm calling it, wait for it, listeners, Feminine Organ.
Oh.
Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, she did.
And that's going to be part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, which is in June, I think.
It's in June, that's right. Yeah, 25th, 26th. But so there's lots on the cards. I think it's cool that, you know, as Rita was saying, to do different things. You know, if we stuck with one thing,
it's not interesting.
Can you imagine wearing the same thing every day?
Yeah.
No. I mean, sorry for the people who have to wear the same thing every day to work.
School kids going on uniforms.
That's right. That's right. But everyone still, you know, rolls up their sleeves and, you know, gets the thumb in the jersey, in the jumper, you know. Yep. Yeah, you can make it your own.
Make it your own. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For our listeners, make sure you have a look out for everything that Rita Satch is doing and also everything that Fem Billing is doing. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Go onto all the social medias. That's the best way to follow us.
It is.
Rita is really interesting to follow.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, I follow her. You should follow her.
You said really interesting just then, not really interesting, didn't you?
Really? Oh, she's really. R-A-R-E. She's rarely interesting.
Yeah.
expression.
Exactly. I think she's really interesting to follow. Make sure you follow them both.
Really?
Let's have one last chat about your show for the Stonington Jazz Festival. It's on the 10th of May, which is a Thursday night at Chapel Off Chapel, but we think it's also on the 9th.
Yeah, so it's two nights, but we think I've got my trusty calendar out in front of me, Paul, here, and it says 9th is the Thursday and 10th is the Friday, and it's 9th and 10th, featuring song, am I wrong? Friday, 10th of May. Guys, go to the website and book tickets anyway. Stonningtonjazz.com.au?
Yes.
.com.au, that's right.
That's on our website, and it's also on our Facebook page, so we can put that up as well.
Yeah, Rita will be there. What shoes are you wearing, Rita?
High, very high ones.
Yes. Come just for that alone. Even if the music music doesn't tempt you, Rita. Oh my God, Rita's, that just goes against everything we've been trying to do. Right. Okay.
I was just sitting here listening to this unfold, and I'm thinking,
what have we done? No, it
sounds great.
There's
I think it'll be a great evening for everyone. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the performers who are with you guys are also fantastic. And I'm interested to hear more from Race Rage and also from Sahida
because
they're two artists who I haven't heard of before. And
yeah, we should get her in the studio.
Yes.
So, yeah. And Paul, thanks for always playing our music and supporting our independent
things. Always happy to.
Things.
Great to have our live jazz scene in Melbourne is very good, and we're very, very lucky. It's great to support it.
It's great to have people who are loving it and, you know, have a dedicated show to it.
Let's help our listeners love it a little bit more and play some more music. I've got another piece queued up by Rita Satch called We Could Have All That. Rita, what's that song about? It's one of your originals?
Yeah, it's a song about hope for love.
Well, let's have a listen to it. Thanks very much for coming in to the both of you, to Rita Satch and to Fem Belling.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Promise to try to be about it, to watch your mouth if that shit starts to fly. I can't breathe when you're next to me. My heart goes in with the rest of me. All I see. I can't breathe when you're next to me. Can't shake the thought.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.